What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome into Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Now here are your hosts, Jeff and Nicole Essig.
All right, welcome back to Fitness Fanatics, hour number two. And I wasn't prepared for this. Hour number two is sponsored by Modern Woodmen of America. Founded in 1883, Modern Woodmen offers financial services and member benefits to individuals and families throughout the U.S. Modern Woodmen of America, touching lives, securing futures. Big shout out to Sean and the crew. I was asking Sean if he was going to fire up the Modern Woodmen jet to take us, Jay and I, and him to Houston. He said no. He said he could, but it would be our money to do it. So we tried. We tried, but no jet for Modern Woodmen to go to the Sweet 16, unfortunately.
No.
All right, Christy. So let's go back before your injury.
Okay.
So this is going way back. Like, if you can remember this far back, how'd you hear about Ferrell's? Why'd you decide to start? Yeah. Just kind of go back to the beginning of your Ferrell's story.
Yeah. So probably 11 years ago at this point, maybe 12. I had moved here to Nebraska from Denver, and it was for a job opportunity with Nelnet. And I remember saying, you know, like, okay, I'm going to give this 3 years and see if it works out. And this is my bad. You know, when I moved here, I still had so many things going on in Denver. I feel like I went back to Denver every weekend because there was like a jazz fest in the park or
it was for us going to Des Moines.
I kept going back to Denver like almost every weekend. And so it was really difficult for me to, you know, have a, I guess, develop a foundation here, of a friend, you know, like friend network. And, you know, Lincoln is a very nice community, but it's a very closed community. And that's what I, you know, like coming here in Denver, it's so nomadic, like friend groups change and shift all the time. And in Lincoln, it's friend groups were founded when they were like
in
kids,
high school, you know, or like, in elementary school,
the kids of the kids, you know, like parents. And so it was just more difficult for me. And I got to the point where I had an opportunity to move back to Denver and take a different role, still with Nelnet. And I, you know, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do this. I put my house on the market. Well, right, I think the same day that I had an offer on my house, I talked to a few people in the headquarters, and they're like, hey, before you make this change, we want to talk to you about something else. And it was a different job, but here it needed me to be here. And I remember like just sweating that night. Like it was this huge decision.
Thinking about what to do.
Yeah. What am I going to do? And it was a really good job opportunity here. And it was sort of the culmination of everything professionally that I had wanted to accomplish. I'm like, do I leave that? Do I move back? Do I give this a chance? And so I ultimately decided to stay. But as I made that decision, I was like, I need to put roots here. I need to find something else besides just working at Nelnet to fill my cup.
Right.
And I was friends with Monty Olson, Jackie Osterwicki, and Monty was starting Ferrell's. And he's like, why don't you come do this with me? And he was doing the 5:30 a.m. class. And I was like, I don't wake up that early. That's crazy. So I went, and I think it was like the Friday before the 10-week session was going to start. And I went to sign up with Tammy, and I think Michelle was in the office that day. And they're like, oh, well, 5:30 is full. So I was going to do 6. And then Tammy came out. She goes, actually, there's one spot. So I got that spot. And that's how I met Amanda Corcoran. She was in the 10-week session with me and Monty.
Did she work at Nelnet at that time?
No, she didn't. She worked at Nebraska Book Company, maybe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just did it to meet people, honestly. And it was so much fun. And we really got, you know, really into it. We were the Sweat Bandits. I still remember the name of our team.
You still have your shirt.
Still have my shirt. Monty went at the 5-week. They used to post, because we would test again, and that was when we do the like the mile run and everything, and they would put the top teams. And he went in like at night and took a picture of the whiteboard, and we were at the top of the whiteboard, and he sent it to us. Like, we were so excited. And that was at the 5-week mark. So so they had a top team, and then they had the individuals at that time. So it was so much fun. And you know, I think I was in the top 3 for that session. I didn't win ultimately, but we had a blast, and I didn't lose any weight. That was the, like, I think I actually might have gained a pound or something, but the changes in my body were like significant, just becoming lean. Like, I wasn't overweight or anything. I wasn't physically fit. And it was really the first exercise program that I got up, you know, got started waking up in the morning. It was a routine. It was fun because the people were there. Everybody cheered each other on, and it was accessible because it was like the group workout. I would never do this stuff at home. Like, tell me, I'm not going to tell myself to do burpees.
Right.
But the instructor tells you to do burpees. You do burpees because everybody else is doing burpees. And then you realize, oh, I can actually do burpees. And so then I stayed on.
And back then, like, you probably had the same scales that we did, where you just kind of
handheld. Yeah.
The and it told you like your body fat percentage. Yeah. So I mean, I remember back then when we first became owners, like, you know, especially women would get on the scale and it didn't change. Like, now we have the InBody, which show a printout.
Yeah.
It's not just me making something up, which people, oh yeah, whatever. Because I used to think, like, when I go get pinched at formerly Max Muscle in Des Moines, I'm like, how do I really know? Yeah. They could be telling me whatever, you know? So we had this little Excel sheet that we'd put in your numbers, like your body fat percentage, your weight. And then the Excel sheet would show, like, okay, this is how many pounds of muscle you gained, but it's on an Excel sheet.
Yeah.
And I literally think people looked at us like,
that's because you're skeptical, though. I don't think everybody's skeptical like that, but you are.
Look at this Excel formula.
Yeah.
This Excel sheet said you gained 2 pounds of muscle and lost 6 pounds of fat. Isn't that exciting?
The InBody is a game changer. I mean, like, it's just more, I mean, people that like data, and you can see it over time. I think that's what's cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to brag, but I'm going to.
Because we were the first Ferrell's.
We were the first Ferrell's to ever purchase an InBody. I did it without Lance Ferrell's approval. And this was probably 2014, somewhere around there, 2015. And now every Ferrell's has one.
Yep.
Every Max Challenge has one. All the Nutrition Authority. I mean, every place has one. Good Life has one. I mean, all the gyms have the Orange Theory has them.
Yeah.
And I like to think that we started the trend, because I remember with the salesperson told me, now, Jeff, Iowa State uses these, Iowa State University. And then the only other gym in the state of Iowa was Lifetime Fitness. And they're like this huge
chain.
Huge gym. Yeah. I mean, Lifetime Fitness makes like Genesis look like this office.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't one in Lincoln.
I mean, it's just it is just gigantic. Okay. And so I was like, okay, well, we'll get one. And then boom, now.
Okay. Well, that's important. I'm glad you talked about that.
I'm still waiting on my royalties for those, but I still haven't gotten any referral fees that I'm still waiting on.
That was important.
Okay, it was important to lay the groundwork. Okay. So it's funny, like most people when they sign up to do the 10 weeks, I've heard a lot of this from like Crystal. I'm just going to do the 10 weeks and that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm not going to do this forever. Did you kind of have that same, like, I'm going to do 10 weeks to see how it goes?
Originally?
Yeah.
I was, like I said, I was trying to find a way to create a network here for myself. And I didn't care that much about, you know, working out or mm-hmm. being in a gym. I just wanted to meet people.
Right.
And it's a great community. And then when I realized I actually could get like results, and it was a fun workout. And again, like group fitness for me is the key. I would not do this. I'm not self-motivated that way. So I stayed on, you know, like it became part of just who I was.
The challenge is over and you're like, what am I going to do Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I already know what I'm going to do.
Well, you know, I'm going to get up at 4:30 in the morning again and, you know, back to my routine. And it, you know, like it helped me sleep at night. I was nice and tired every night. Mm-hmm. It helped me reduce stress. I mean, it gave me so many other benefits. It's not really just, it's not about working out. It wasn't even just about like the community of people. It was about giving, you know, self-care mm-hmm. in a very accessible way.
And then you became an instructor. Yeah. How did that all come about? Or did you ask if you could instruct? Did Tammy come up to you and say, hey, do you want to do this? I saw one of your debate films from high school. I think you could really direct people. Let's get you well. On
the mic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How did that all come about?
You know, Tammy did ask me and Amanda both after our 10 weeks. And I didn't know what she was really, what the commitment was.
Right.
So I think Amanda said, yes. I said, I don't know. And Amanda became an instructor first. And then Tammy sold the gym and the McKees mm-hmm. bought it. And they were the ones that then approached me. And at that point, you know, like I better understood what the commitment was
right.
to be an instructor. Because, you know, at that point, then Amanda and I were working together and I kind of understood what she was, you know, what she was doing. And that's when I became an instructor.
Okay.
McKees.
What's, I was trying to think as an instructor, like, why did you continue to do that for so long?
That's a great question. it was just stepping up to the, you know, the next level of commitment mm-hmm. to the gym, to the community, to like having a different level of engagement. And I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed being part of the, you know, sort of instructor community.
And other people's stories, like you're part being of their part, story, yeah. their Is transformation. That, I like, that's what I love about it.
I bet you there are people that went through Farrell's 9-10 years ago that don't do it now that remember who you are.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Like I remember
specific workout even.
I remember my instructors for my 10 weeks.
Like, me too.
I remember their names. I remember just taking their classes and, yeah. I think maybe it's something that our instructors kind of don't think about too deep.
Yeah.
You know, I know they all feel like they know they have an impact on people, but like for a long time, they'll remember who you are. Like mm-hmm. when I'll see people, well, now it's my job to know everybody as the owner. But when Nicole and I were just instructors yeah. in Altoona, it was like, I'd see somebody in the grocery store and they're, hey, Jeff, how's it going? No clue who the person is. Like just, I wouldn't know who they were. So it's just, it's really, really kind of cool. Okay. So your instructor for a long time, let's fast forward to 2.5 years ago. I remember you went on a trip to Nashville.
Yes.
With Kelsey.
And so, Jen.
Just mm-hmm. Was it a work trip at that time or just
no,
for fun?
It was okay. just a fun trip. I'd never been to Nashville. And it was kind of like a last minute, you know, add on. So they had an Airbnb, 2 bedrooms, and they're like, hey, you can come and there's a pullout sofa. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. And it was a great time.
Yeah.
Every morning I woke up and like my legs felt a little wrong, you know, mm-hmm. just like sore. And I would stand up and I like have to move around and I think that's probably where it happened. Mm-hmm. I actually forgot about that, but yeah.
great.
See, look at my memories.
Yeah.
Christy slept on a couch.
That does not bode well for you and your arguments about not having a good memory.
Well, okay.
Yeah. That was at the beginning of September.
For me.
Yeah. That was at the beginning of September. and for Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I had my birthday, and we were at a Husker football game, and we had, you know, like, we were up in the third deck or whatever. And I just, my legs started hurting. And I remember we were walking, we left somewhere, we were standing at a bar, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I pulled my hamstring or what exactly is going on. And then I was instructing, I think the next weekend, and I had talked to you about it, and you're like, well, you know, you should go to the chiropractor. Maybe you have a bulging disc.
Yep.
And I had gone, you know, he tried to adjust it, and I really thought it was my leg. And then I went to instruct, and at the end of that class, I did something. I like leg curls or something. And I'm like, oh, this is not right. And I had a party that afternoon because it was like volleyball and football. And I was standing in a pool, and I'm like, I can't even stand here. Like, my body is not letting me even stand up. So I like sat for the whole day, and then almost couldn't even walk to the car to get home. And then next morning when I woke up, I remember walking down the stairs, or like kind of climbing down the stairs and just bawling. And Travis was there, and he's like, what is wrong? Do I need to go to the hospital? And I'm like, I am just in so much pain. So fast forward, got an MRI. It took forever to get the MRI approved. And then once they had the MRI done, to get the shot, because at that point, so my diagnosis was I had a slipped disc, and the disc in L5 was pinching my sciatic nerve, mm-hmm. on my right side. So it was sciatic leg, like, just, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't stand. The only thing I could do was sit on, you know, like, sit on my couch. And so I got a shot, which gave me some relief, but it didn't last very long. So I probably have had a total of, I don't know, four or five shots at this point. And then I also did an ablation, which basically goes in and kills all the nerves. Doesn't kill them forever. You know, they come back. But just to see if that would have some help too, of if the nerve pain kept coming back. I was miserable. I've never been in that much pain for that extended period of time. You know, when you're laying in your bed and you cannot get comfortable, no matter what you do, like, it's the worst thing in the entire world. I don't wish that on anyone. I became so scared. Like, I was scared to do anything.
Yeah.
And so
that's the thing with the back too, because you can hurt your back picking up a feather. Like, you can hurt your back doing anything. It's crazy. And then, yeah, I know. I've had sciatica before too. And the part I remember it being the hardest was getting in and out of the car. You have to lift your leg to get, you have to brace yourself because you know it's going to hurt, well, but you have to get out.
It's the little things. Like,
you have to think about every move you make. Like
I will be laying in my bed now, and you just want to stretch, you know, like cat stretch.
Yeah.
And I have to do it so carefully.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to mess
to irritate it.
But you need to feel that stretch. So I went through that, and then at the same time got engaged, and we started a home renovation project. So I was living with Travis at his place while my house was getting renovated. And I mean, you're not working out. You're not comfortable doing anything. You know, living with someone and they're cooking. I was not on my diet, and I just was not happy. I was just very unhappy. And I knew it. And so eventually, like, I had enough shots where, the space was my desk was back in line. And I got to a point where I took a trip for my brother-in-law's birthday, and we went to Hawaii, and that was like a big milestone for me. Like, do this traveling trip? Can I be on this flight for this long? We did a lot of walking, and I got through that. And it's like, every trip was one more milestone. Like, okay, I can do this. And I haven't had a shot. I haven't needed a back shot. And actually, it was interesting too. Like, I remember the doctor, like, I got a second opinion, and he said, you at some point will need a fusion surgery, but I don't recommend it at your age, because it is a no joke. It's not like you're going to get this fusion surgery and suddenly you're going to snap your finger and your life is back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 1 year recovery. Yeah. And I've had multiple people who've had that surgery talk to me about just the amount of recovery you need to go through. Mm-hmm. So the doctor's advice was, just grind it out. Mm-hmm. And I just remember crying in that offset day, because I'm like, I can't imagine grinding this out.
Yeah.
But once my back got back in alignment, and he was like, so you don't have any back pain? I'm like, no, it's my leg. My mm-hmm. leg was in so much pain. And as soon as that relief happened on my sciatic nerve, I felt the back pain. I'm like, okay, I do have back pain. It's like across the lower back.
Yeah.
It's pretty much always there. You just figure it out. And so like, I decided I needed to get back into my routine. And I tried to do Pilates. And I like Pilates, but it's super expensive. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't do it more than once a week. And it just didn't have the same effect that, you know, the group workout has.
Right.
And I just really missed that. I missed my morning workouts. I missed having a routine and a purpose. So I don't know, something on Facebook, Jeff posted about like the 10-week session. I'm like, I'm just going to do it. So I committed myself to it. And I think having the 10-week session was another good sort of an accountability as well as a milestone. I didn't go in thinking, you know, I'm really going to compete for this. I was really trying to prove to myself that I could do it again.
Right.
And so every workout, I got a little bit more confident. I wear a back brace, which really helps me remember that I have a back, issue that
creates an awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first couple of workouts, I was not kicking the bag. I wasn't doing roundhouse kicks. I was like, you know, snap kicks. And then I remember like first, maybe it was week three, I tried the roundhouse kick and I'm like, oh, I can do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I could do a burpee. I did a burpee. I've done surrenders. I mean, I've been able to do everything and I've been pretty proud of myself for that. But just having the confidence to get back into it and say, you know what, this back issue isn't going to define me. I'm going to own my life again and I'm going to have what I want out of it. And a big part of that is, you know, the routine, the stress relief, you know, having a purpose, feeling the confidence that, you know, you can do these things. Mm-hmm. And actually it's really good for my back. Like I need the core workout so I can continue to grind it out until, you know, that day that I have to have back, you know, some fusion surgery. And who knows where medical science will be, you know, in the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think back to my dad, he had like 7 or 8 back surgeries. Mm-hmm. And every time he was cut open. And I remember him having
scar tissue,
staples in his back, and
had to lay flat.
So many scars.
Yeah.
But now it's like a lot of that's just lasers,
and they don't have to do as much.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Invasive. But it is. I have had a bulging disc, and they wanted to do surgery immediately. Like that was what they wanted to do. And I'm like, that's not going to work for me because I'm in my 40s. Like,
well, and you own a gym. That's your livelihood.
And I have arthritis in my spine too. So there's always going to be a little bit of pain. That was the other thing. So I did go more the PT route. It took a lot longer to kind of heal it. But yeah, you still always have that in the back of your head. Like you feel a little twinge and you're like, oh. Mm-hmm. But the thing with that for me too was it was kind of needing to figure out why it happened also, because if you don't fix that root problem of like the weakness that you might have, you're just going to keep injuring it again. I could have surgery, but if I don't like fix how and for me, it was a lot of repetitive things that I was doing, not necessarily working out, but it was like being aware when your back hurts, maybe I'm not loading and unloading the dishwasher because that repetitive motion of leaning over and up and down and up and down was very hard on my back. So it's all those little things.
Well, with that, we got to go to break.
Yep.
And we'll be back. Stay with us. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. So Christy was our 10-week challenge winner. I'm just going to go over a few statistics. So Christy started at, well, she lost, let me see my old eyes here. So you lost about 10 pounds on the scale. You gained 2.4 pounds of muscle. You lost about 15 pounds of fat. And your body fat percentage went from 35.4 to 28.6. 7%
drop. Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is awesome. And if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook, Harrison popped Christy's picture up on there so you can see her transformation. Christy, if you want to see it, you can probably just look right up there. And there you are.
For
the whole world to see.
Yep.
My proudest moment.
So talk about. Oh, were you going to say something?
Nothing. She should be proud.
You should be proud.
I am very proud of myself. I don't like hearing my voice and I don't like seeing my picture. But other than
Well, it's such a, I mean, just a good testament to resilience and perseverance and going through all that and coming back. How was it doing the 10-week challenge without any, like, just as a member, right? Because you instructed for so long and now you're able to come back and you know, you weren't on the schedule, you weren't teaching. It's like every single class is all about you and what you're doing. Talk about that a little bit. It was different.
So for me, for this 10 weeks, you know, it was testing my limits. Like, what are my new limits? I knew what my old limits were before my back injury. And now, I mean, my disc, my L5 it's a degenerative condition. You know, it's not going to go away. I have lower back pain almost constantly, but the disc is not slipped. It's not pinching my nerve. So like it's at this point, I need to work out. I need to, you know, make sure I have core strength because that will help my back. So I needed to push myself and I needed to get out of my fear zone. And I needed to get, you know, so for me, every class was testing my personal limits and listening to the instructors, but really listening to myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really important for me to say, you know, like, I'm here for me and I like the group experience. Like, that's important because I will never, like I told you, I'm not going to be down in my basement and I have a bag in my basement. I am not going to push myself.
No, it's not the same. And some people can.
Yeah, and some people can. Yeah. And I really respect them. But that's just not how I'm motivated. I'm motivated by the people around me. But it was really important also for me. Like, I put the back brace on. Now I've got like some knee sleeves. And before, that probably would have been something that I wouldn't have done because of the other people around. And now I'm just like, you know what? You have to be aware of yourself. And it is a very, like, it's a community at Farrell's and everyone is there to support each other and themselves. And I think everyone really, you know, sort of gave me the space I needed. And as I got more confident with each workout, it just, you know, sort of reinforced, I can do this. I can actually excel at this. I can get back into like do a burpee again. I can do 5 burpees. I don't know if I can do 10, but I can do 5, you know?
Right.
I just, for me, that's what this was about, was how far what is my limit? And how can I be successful and get to a place where I can, you know, sort of have my life back? I mean, I need to have my life back. It can't be about this back issue.
Right. Do you feel like it was harder coming back? Was it harder mentally or physically coming back?
Getting past the mental hurdle was the most important one. The fear.
Yeah.
Like, can I
do this?
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Can I make this work? Because I didn't want to fail. You know, I didn't want to pay this money and then just be like, oh my God, this is like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Or I have to modify everything and I can't think of all the modifications. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so getting past that of just being willing to try and then proving to myself each class, yes, I can do this. I can band up on this one. I can, you know, punch. I can do the roundhouse kick. I can do the surrender. That was, you know, that was my own personal challenge. And it was, you know, 6 a.m. class. People are, you know, super nice. And
yeah, it's the same experience you're used to.
Yeah.
So,
and
that's
great Brandy. Instructors. I got, you know, we had Crystal at least once a week, and that was always exciting. And Jeff,
kind of old friends again.
I know, yes.
And I would always get excited when Nicole was teaching strength because I love your strength classes.
My favorite.
Yes.
Brandy Benson, one of our instructors, she's always said, she said before that at Farrell's, like, everyone cares about you and nobody cares at the same time. Yeah. Like, nobody cares if you have to modify something. Yeah. Nobody cares if you're wearing a back brace or you're wearing knee sleeves. Like, it's not something that people are looking down on someone if they have to modify something, or if you try something and then you're like, oh no, I can't do that. Like, nobody cares about that, like, in a good way. So we all care. We're all there for the common purpose. And the other thing is, we're not, like, exercise is supposed to be something you enjoy. So it's like, we're not training to be fighters. We're not training to get into a ring. So it's like, you know, if we need to make a modification, if you need to do a snap kick instead of a roundhouse, or, like, you know, it gets nice outside, you do yard work and you come in on class on Monday and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this, then don't do it. Like, it's okay. We're not training to be fighters. We're just wanting to do something to move your body to that you enjoy, obviously, and listening to your body and being safe. Cause we've had a 10-week winner in Altoona that's had hip replacement surgery. He won the 10 weeks and he's never kicked the bag one time. Like, only did snap kicks, like, never did roundhouse kicks. Like, that's what I had to learn through my kind of journey with my back injury, is like, knowing, okay, maybe there's 5 things I can't do, but there's like 25 things I can do. Yeah. It's like, focus on that instead of trying to be, because we're hard on ourselves about that stuff, especially when you've done it before and you remember, like, your body, mind knows what to do. But then at the same time, the other part of you are like a little devil and an angel on your shoulder.
I mean, getting older is not fun. And then having injuries or chronic, you know, pain is unfortunately just part of life for some people. And I mean, the alternative is what I was doing for 2 years, which was hiding out in the house and not doing anything.
And your back hurts still.
And being miserable. Right. Like, I want to travel. I want to feel good, and I'll never feel the same as I did.
Yeah.
But
you wouldn't anyway. Yeah. Like,
it's just part
of, like you said, we're aging. We're all aging. We're not supposed to.
And we're all going to have things, you know, like, that's just part of being alive.
Mm-hmm. So. I wonder if, since you were in great shape before the injury, if that, like, helped with recovery.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it did. Probably.
You know, because now that you're back in it and stuff. Did you have any other questions, Nicole?
No.
Okay. So I wanted to talk a little nutrition with you, because you said, like, for 2 years, you know, your nutrition's not the greatest.
It's Travis hard for me. I wouldn't be able to eat healthy if I wasn't exercising. I almost need that soreness to remind me, like, I need protein. I need to eat some vegetables. Like, I kind of need it.
There's no consequence. Like, if you eat bad,
you're not going to have a bad workout, right?
You're going to be like, gosh, that's just, I can't believe I ate this last night.
Because
now you're feeling it
on
the mats, where before you weren't. So it's like, it's fine.
Lose touch with
that. How did your nutrition change, you know, starting the 10 weeks and getting refocused on that versus prior?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was for me with Travis moving in, and, you know, first me moving in with him, and he's got 4 boys and they're constantly on the go. So it's like, oh, we're going to stop at McDonald's, or we're going to do a pizza tonight. Like, that's not the way I used to eat.
Right.
And it was, and I don't like that kind of food. So for this was also another, just for me getting recalibrated, and I have to do my own grocery shopping. It just is what it is. Like, I want to make sure I have spinach. I want to make sure I have vegetables. Like, I love red peppers. They always are in my refrigerator. Protein, healthy proteins, like salmon, chicken. We do occasionally do steaks. We still like steaks, but none of the, like, when he makes pasta, like, keep the pasta separated. I'll have the meat and I'll put it on broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to stop, you know, like, madness and say, like, You guys can still do what you're going to do. I need to do my own thing.
Yes.
And I needed to take ownership of that.
So. And that's important for listeners out there because, you know, we have kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not in cookie cutter society where it's like, you know, we're in this Biggest Loser mentality of, you know, quick fix, quick fix, quick fix. And, oh, this person lost 30 pounds in a week at the Biggest Loser. Well, we have jobs and we have stress and we have mortgages and we have kids. We have real life stuff and we can't work out for 6 hours a day and have chefs prepare meals for us and, you know, unlimited supplements and this and that got them for those results. So, if you're starting and you're a mom and you have kids at home, they're not going to want to eat a broccoli with meat sauce. right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to be that parent too. That's like, oh, we're eating for 10 weeks, make
everybody eat the way, but then you don't ever fit it into your life and you don't find a way to find that balance.
Right. Exactly.
You know, or it's just about portion control.
Well, and I had to that point, Nicole, I had to figure out how I could fit into theirs.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they're going to have pasta tonight. Just don't put this the pasta into the meat sauce so that I can have some too.
Yeah.
And then I'll just heat up this broccoli and then, you know, like blend it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to find a compromise. But no, I'm not going to change the way they eat.
No, it's hard with kids.
Males.
Yeah, we have a 19-year-old in our house and his diet consists of like Doritos and Culver's because that's where he works.
And burritos.
And frozen burritos. That's his diet.
There's a lot of snacking in our house.
Yeah. But if we have fruit in the fridge, we have raspberries. Sometimes he'll eat them all before I even get one, you know? So it's like if I have string cheese in the house, he'll eat the string cheese. Like he will, but no, we don't like make him eat with everything that we eat because he's 19 for one. So like we have different schedules, but
and he has a different metabolism.
I know. Yeah, and we tell him enjoy it while you can. He's
kind of learning a little bit.
So. Yeah, he is. He's catching up with him a little bit and that's okay. That's part of life. So but it is important that you're kind of modeling that for your family, but also not like being toxic about it too at the same time, like shaming them for what they're eating. You know what I mean? You're just making an option for yourself that works for you.
And they
are totally fine.
And they can have it too. Like we'll put the broccoli out. And actually the 7-year-old loves broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants, you know, to have the ranch with it.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. It is a tough balance though when you have a family, which is very different from your first experience with Ferrell's too. You were single, you just made your own food and had, you know, your own schedule.
You didn't have those temptations.
Correct.
No, it was just kind of you and so a little bit easier. So
it's a lot easier.
That's great.
You did it. You still did it.
And I needed it. I really like my soul needed a reset for me to feel like I could control my life again. I mean, it was just that important to me. Like this session was that important to me.
Well, we talk about how like exercise, we say Ferrell's because that's our world.
Right.
But it really can be life changing at some point. It's only 45 minute workout. You're making little changes to your nutrition, but that can be true with any type of adding a healthy routine to your life, that it can just really give you some power back in a world where we don't always have a lot of power. And it's a healthy outlet for that instead of a toxic or unhealthy outlet. So it's real. I mean, people really do kind of change their lives when they bring in healthy habits.
Well, and think of all the friends you've made.
Yeah.
Not just in this challenge, because, you know, the 6 a.m. group, there's a lot of new people at 6 that didn't come when you were there. So meeting all those new people and then, you know, all the friends that you made, you know, you like Amanda signed up to do a 10-week challenge and Crystal and Kelly and, you know, just kind of cool that you started to meet people and you did, and now you're still friends with them.
Yeah. It was
11 years later.
It was like coming home a little bit, you know, that first day. I'm like, oh, everyone's like, oh, Christy, we heard you're coming. Look at you. You're back.
Well, and speaking of new people, because Jen Shannon commented.
Okay.
And said, congrats, Christy. You provide inspiration to those of us who are new to the group. So happy for you. So see, it's like a new generation.
Yep.
Kind of keep the
circle of Ferrell's is what I call it.
Yep. Yep. That was cool. Shout out.
It's like my definition of the friend group in Denver, right? It's nomadic. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people come in and out and then back in again. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, when it's right, it's right. When it's, you know, when you need to move on for a little while, that's okay.
Yep.
But there's something that a lot of times draws people back, and it's the workouts are great, but the community is better.
Mm-hmm. And it's what you make it. Yeah. The community is what you make it in anything that you do. Like, you know that, because that's why you struggled to find roots in Lincoln until you decided to commit to, you know, meeting new people. So I think sometimes when people don't understand the dynamic of group fitness, they maybe come into this because they hear people say that, but say what you're saying, like, so the community is great. But then if you come in and you never talk to anybody and you never interact, you never make eye contact with people, it's not going to be the same experience. Like, that is what you're missing with group fitness if you're not investing in the people around you also. And I think sometimes people do that. They miss that part.
I think that's like one of the most important things to do is to connect.
Make connections.
With your team. And
there's an accountability there. You know, when you're not there.
And if they know your name, right. Yeah. If you don't tell people, you don't introduce yourself, you don't tell people who you are when you're not there, they won't know who to ask where you are. Like, you know, or you come back, they're not going to say, hey, we missed you, because you didn't make that connection. So I think that's kind of the key to success.
And I think that's why the 10-week session to introduce you to Ferrells is so important, because you get, you know, these coaches that sort of groom you and nurture you and, you know, make intentional connections and talk to you about what to expect and what's
kind of help pull you together.
Yes, and increase your cohort of people. And then you sort of get released after your 10 weeks, and now you've got the confidence that, you know, and you've made connections. So I think that the program, outside of just that 10 weeks and the accountability that's created, it does create also the nurturing culture that, you know, just binds you closer to the program.
And it's really fun in like 3 weeks when new people come in again. And then, like, as a, like, talking about Jen, Shannon commenting, like, this will be her first 10 weeks after her 10 weeks. And so it'll be a whole new experience of watching people struggle with stuff and being really proud of how much she's accomplished, and being like, wow, I remember when I struggled with that too. And you're kind of, I love that too. That's what I love about a new session. It kind of helps the previous group, they get a confidence boost too. Like, We didn't come out of a box like that. Yeah. Yes. No.
Like, wow. They'll ask her, like, wow, that's, I mean,
make it look easy. Yeah. I know.
When 10 weeks or 15 weeks ago, when they started, you know,
wasn't
really easy at that point.
Mm-hmm. But I know that's the confidence that you get out of it.
All right. Well, let's go to break. We'll be back to finish things up with Christy. Stay with us. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. Oh, am I we good? Okay. Like, stopped and I was like, oh, wait a minute, is this even working? All right, welcome back to the Fitness Fanatics. So we just have a few minutes left. So Christy, what is some advice you have for people out there listening if they're kind of on the fence about doing the next week challenge or just kind of anything fitness health related?
So I would say just take the first step. You know, don't be afraid to make that first, you know, commitment. If you're going to do the Ferrells challenge, or if you're going to join Ferrells, I do recommend, we were just talking about this in the break, starting it with the 10-week session. You get the coaches that will help you. You get a community where everybody's starting. You know, we're in the middle of all these, this fit group. You can have your small group and you can learn how to do, you know,
And the programming is beginner friendly.
Yeah.
It won't feel like it, but it is.
It's a good way to get introduced and have a support team and get that different level of accountability. But just in anything you're going to do in life, the more you think about it and the longer it takes you to start, it, just don't have regrets. Just do it. Just start. Start somewhere. Start small, small steps. Set yourself a milestone, hit that milestone, and then make a new milestone. Like, don't try to boil the ocean. Do something like the 10 weeks. Like, here's my, I'm starting here. I know I've got a 10 week mark. That's my goal. Now I get past that. I set the new one. And so you get these like milestones that continue to reinforce, you know, like something to work toward versus just, you know, some
random
too
stuff.
Big. Yeah.
Yeah. We do have a message from Don Maholka on Facebook. He messaged us and he's one of our instructors, longtime member. He's been on our show. Said as a longtime member, it's inspiring to hear Christy discuss returning and rededicating herself to her health, working through pain, and relearning to commit to Ferrell's. As we all age, we must learn to readjust our exercise routines. Ferrell's allows that flexibility and growth. Congrats, Christy. Your health is clearly your great wealth, he said. So thanks, Don. Don is a huge inspiration. He's I don't know how old he is, but he's one of our older members.
Yeah, older.
And he does push-ups and sit-ups his age every day, I think. He does. So every year he adds one push-up and one sit-up to his daily kind of routine. He'll do it before or after class. Usually see him doing that. So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty fun little goal.
Instructor at Medellin.
Yep, he instructs for us now. And we love Don. He's very inspiring. So
he is.
Yeah.
I always tell like our older members, I'm always like, Jim Tomasik and Ron and Don. I'm always like, you know, if I'm in as good a shape as you guys are when I'm 70,
can't wait.
I'm going to be living life at level 10.
Can't wait.
All those guys are, and our older gals are always inspirational to me. So,
yep.
All right, Christy. Well,
congrats.
Great job.
Thank
congrats.
You.
Thank you for coming in a little hungover. We appreciate it. We all power through.
Yep.
Again, 10 week challenge starts April 11th, fxblincoln.com. Go Huskers. Hopefully we're celebrating more victories next Sunday. Have a great week. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.